Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey, do you like to eat nuts? Like super nummy hazelnuts and almonds and filberts and macadamia nuts and Brazil nuts? Right? You like cracking them open and digging out the choicest morsels of delectable nut meats? Because I really don't. Yep, no reason, just not a big nut fan. Never have been. Anyway, here's Mr. Totally Nutty McNutsu himself, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, thanks, Todd. You know, I got to say, man, Todd makes a lot of sense.
He does. I thought he was going to call you Mr. Peanut.
I was being sarcastic. Okay. I don't know what the heck he's talking about.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's happening. Listen, folks, in this hour, we're talking to Missy Robertson. That's her real name. Missy Robertson. Who is Missy Robertson, you say? Oh, no, not Sadie Robertson, not the young gal who just got married and was on Dancing with the Stars. No, it's not her. Is Missy Robertson the big guy with the beard, the older guy? No. That's her father-in-law, Phil Robertson. Missy Robertson is the one who's married to Jay's, I believe. Am I getting this right?
That I don't know. I wasn't invited
who's
to the wedding.
Who's the good-looking one?
Oh, they're all good-looking, I guess I'd say.
I think they're all pretty good-looking guys. I've met them all.
Yeah.
And but anyway, Missy Robertson is going to be on this program. And I didn't get to see her recently. I was down there, as most people know, with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
We were duck hunting,
blasting
birds out of the sky. And I got to meet a whole bunch of them. And they meet you. Well, I'll talk to Missy about it in a couple minutes. But they live, a lot of them live together. Like their houses are very near each other. And I thought, what a wonderful thing.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's
we'll
nice.
We'll talk
like
about that.
The Benham brothers are like that. They live, you know, practically
those kooky
right.
You know, we haven't seen the Benham brothers in a while.
I'm going to have to get in
are
touch
they backslidden?
With them.
What's happened to them?
What is going on with those
I'm going to email them today.
Okay.
I love those guys so much.
Gotta
I miss
get them.
Them
back. Yeah.
I need them. I need a dose of Benham brothers.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk to Missy Robertson today. This week, I want to remind folks, we spoke to my very dear old friend, Norman Stone, who he's a filmmaker, been a filmmaker for the BBC for years. And we tried not to laugh during my interview with him because it's a very serious interview. But we're such old friends that we just crack each other up constantly. But Norman Stone has made a film called The Final Fix. And I want to remind people, go to thefinalfix.com. If you know anybody who has struggled with addiction, specifically opioid addiction, this is an astounding thing. This is a genuine cure for addiction. Sounds too good to be true? Of course it does. You know, it's like a cure for cancer. But the point is it really not possible? According to Norman, and again, I know Norman very well. He's a solid person of faith, and I've just been a part of his life for so many years that he doesn't blow smoke. This is real, and it's been very frustrating. If you listen to the conversation about,
you know, how the FDA and all these people, they process these things. This is something that needs to be known. A real cure for addiction. We basically broke it on this show. We broke the news on this show. It's been they've done articles in the UK on this. The Norman is lives in Scotland. This is real. So the finalfix.com, if you know anybody dealing with opioid addiction, keep your eyes peeled for this one. You can go to the finalfix.
And by the way, too, the Clarence Thomas movie is this weekend, so you want to patronize that as well.
Right. We had the director on earlier this week. Was that yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Thursday.
A week goes by.
Well, anyway, we recorded on Wednesday. But I got to say that there's a lot of good stuff going on, which reminds us, if you do not get our weekly email newsletter, you're missing a lot of stuff. Oh, some of my dearest friends break my heart when they say, Eric, I didn't know. Newsletter? I don't know. Do I get it?
Yeah.
I weep. I go into the fetal position. Oh. Even that doesn't move their stony hearts. Don't be like my friends, folks. Go to ericmetaxas.com. That's ericmetaxas.com. It says sign up for the newsletter. We don't send you junk mail. We don't send you ads for other stuff. There's nothing, okay? If you sign up at ericmetaxas.com, you will get once a week a newsletter from me that contains video links to every single show we did that week. Bobby Lopez.
Yes.
Okay. Everyone, it's there. Okay. So I want to say that if you haven't yet signed up for that, and please tell your friends. I was saying earlier that, you know, people say to me, hey, Eric, how can we help? We love your program. Well, you've got to spread the word. Help me spread the word. Patronize our sponsors. If you go to MyPillow.com, use the code Eric or Metaxas. Tell your friends. And get the newsletter, because it's the only way we can communicate the vast breadth, breadth of information and topics that we want to communicate every week, including photos and stuff.
Yeah, and then you'll find out who's on the TBN show tonight as well, right there.
Will you?
We always save the surprise for the newsletter.
Yeah. And by the way, we've got some great stuff coming up next week. Maybe we can tease this. We've got Cal Thomas, my buddy Cal Thomas, coming into the studio. He's never been to the studio. It will blow his mind. We will speak with Amity Schles. Amity Schles is an historian. She wrote a tremendous book about Herbert Hoover. She has just come out with a monumental book on LBJ's, quote unquote, Great Society. Mm-hmm. Okay, we all know the Great Society, the war on poverty, cost us trillions of dollars over the decades. It did less than nothing. It is the warning sign, okay, the big warning sign against socialist policies in America. So we're going to have Amity on this program next week. We also did an interview with Dr. Meg Meeker. Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we did another interview with her. We're going to run that next week. That's about the whole transgender thing. Meg Meeker is a genius, a hero. And then really cool, I have to say, we had the fun of having in the studio Pete and Seth Talbot.
Oh, wonderful.
Now,
guys. Yeah.
I always talk about Relief Factor. I take it. It works for me. The guys behind it are Pete and Seth Talbot. When you get to know them, you'll understand. I mean, they are so nice. Even if Relief Factor didn't work, I would lie and said that it did. I would lie for them. They're that nice. But it's kind of funny. Like, they're the real deal. Seth's parents were really profound Christians, and he has raised two kids. You know, I'm sorry, Pete. Pete's parents. And Pete's son, Seth, runs this company. And I wanted him to talk about adoption.
Yeah, and now they have Honor Bound Coffee.
And now they have Honor Bound Coffee. Goodness. So there's all this kind of stuff. But I want people to get to know them. And at some point, our other big sponsor, Mike Lindell, is going to come on the program. He's come out with an autobiography.
Oh, that's right.
But you haven't seen it. I saw it.
Oh, you saw
it.
It
was mailed to my house.
Okay.
And I opened it up. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, right.
It has a cover.
I didn't order this.
It has a cover. That it's almost funny because Mike Lindell is himself so funny.
Yeah.
The cover is one of those, like, you know, those things where you move it and it changes.
Oh, right,
like
right,
the eyes open or close or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
That's the cover of it. And it's a picture of him when he was arrested, the mugshot, and then his picture now.
Oh, wow.
And oh, my goodness. You want to talk about a life transformed, Mike Lindell of My Pillow. All right, Albin, I know we're almost out of time. We've got a million other things to talk about. Actually, we're also going to have Scott Johnson on the program.
Oh, yeah, he's back.
Scott Johnson wrote a book called Campus Land. There's a lot of foul language in it. There's some sexual stuff in it. This is, you know, this is not the thing that I'm going to recommend to my friend, say, oh, Martha Linder, to pick a name out of a hat.
It's a little like Animal House in some
ways.
But
I want to tell you something. If you can get past the foul language and the other nasty stuff, this is one of the best books I've read because it is a dissection through lampooning and parody of what is happening in elite institutions like Yale University today. The book is all about Yale, okay?
Yes.
You can't, if you've been to Yale, you know that every detail of what he's describing is Yale, but he calls it
Devon University.
Devon,
yeah. And, by the way, I hate to interrupt you, but CSI, this is it for CSI this weekend, right?
Oh my gosh,
yes.
Today's the last day.
Today,
folks, okay, if you haven't given, you go to MetaxasTalk.com. Today is the day. I'm insisting on this. You can give something. This is such a great cause. You will be blessed. Whatever you give, you'll be entered in a contest to win five grand prizes. We're not making this up, right? So whatever you give, we need your help. When we come back, Missy Robertson, don't go away.
She's been peeking in Angie's room at night through her window blind. I see you folks have gone away. Would you dance with me today?
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
How would you like to get 1 ounce of pure silver absolutely free? This isn't a joke. It's a real opportunity from Goldco, the premier name in precious metals. Right now, if you call 855-917-0190, Goldco will send you a free 1 ounce silver American Eagle coin, and all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. That's it. No other obligation. This same coin sells for more than $20 online, but you can get one right now for free. Just pay for shipping and handling. Now, there is a limit of one per household, and at this price, who knows how long they'll last. So don't wait. If you want to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle, you need to call 855-917-0190 right now. That's 855-917-0190 to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle from Goldco. 855-917-0190. 855-917-0190.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text money to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Paging Rhonda Howard, maiden name Jensen. See the agent at gate 6.
These days, it seems like we're hearing about another data breach all the time.
Jose Navarro, login, JONAV03, gate 6, please.
And if your private info has been breached, it's almost like it's being broadcast to identity thieves.
Brenda Lawson, bank account number 0040891, report to Gate 6.
Good thing there's LifeLock identity theft protection to detect a wide range of threats you might miss on your own. If there's a problem, a U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it.
Travis Matthews, Social Security number 55168.
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps look out for you, whether or not your information is exposed in a breach. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code SMART at LifeLock.com. That's promo code SMART for 25% off. Terms apply.
Hey, folks, that's Supertramp. I'm Eric, and I'm talking right now. I'm so excited to Missy Robertson. Yeah, Robertson, as in Phil and Miss K's family, Robertson. Missy Robertson, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So now you've got to educate my audience. Which Robertson did you marry? Because I know you don't have a beard, so there must be a man there with a beard.
Good observation. But I will venture to say that your audience pretty much knows, but I'm married to the best-looking ones. That should straighten it all up.
And once you
right
say
there.
That, I know exactly what you're talking about. No, it's so funny. Well, lots of my audience obviously is up on the whole Duck Dynasty stuff, but a lot aren't. And a lot don't believe that I was down there with my daughter, Anna Rose, blasting birds out of the sky with Uncle Cy and your father-in-law and with Al, your brother-in-law. But your husband was notably absent.
He was probably alone in another duck blind around the corner because he doesn't. He's not absent at all during duck season except from home.
Oh, that is funny. Oh, my gosh. Well, the reason I'm talking to you, obviously, is because you have filmed a TV show called Restored. Tell us about that. Restored. First of all, where can we see Restored?
It's with PureFlix. And so they came down to Monroe and filmed a few interviews with me, Miss Kay, Jace, and then some of the girls that I have hired over the last 3 years at my jewelry business called Laminin by Missy Robertson. These women have come out of opioid addiction, alcoholism. Most of them have been incarcerated. So this is just another way to give them basically a second chance in life and civilization to provide the means and opportunity for themselves and for their children who are coming up. So they came down and did a whole series on just those women and their stories and interviewing them and hearing from their own words what their life has been like now.
And that's why the series is called Restored, obviously.
Right. That's right.
I have to say, you know, I didn't watch Duck Dynasty when it was on the air, but I was just so amazed by your family and to get to know Phil and Miss Kay and just to see how it is a part of your family to reach out to people and to pull people into the family and to see lives restored. I mean, it really is extraordinary that you all seem to have this as part of your family culture.
Well, this is not something that we adopted because we were able to be given this platform. So I actually had a journalist ask me that one time, like, did y'all all sit down together one time and like as a family and decide that you were going to use your platform, you know, you were going to choose to use your platform in more of a religious world. Like that was what you were going to be standing on. And I just thought, no, we never really had a conversation about that as a family, because that's what our lives and our foundation in our lives is built on. And that's what came out of our lives is the platform for Duck Dynasty. So we're just able to use that platform for something that we already believe in. Mission work has always been a part of my life, a part of the Robertson family life. When God opened this door for me, I honestly shut it myself because I thought, I'm way too busy for this. I have Duck Dynasty going on. I have so many other opportunities that are just kind of flooding into our lives, plus raising our children. I thought, this is too much for me right now. But he just kept opening and kept opening. And over the last almost 4 years now, it has been the same story over and over again, because the same reason that I started Laminin by Missy Robertson because of that reason, it offers the same challenges. So dealing with women who have such a burdened past, whether it's choices of their own or choices of the loved ones that raised them, mothers, fathers, they're dealing with a lot of rejection and questions of self-worth and value. And so because of that, it's not just a job. It's feeding into their lives and into their soul. And so trying to be not only boss, but spiritual mentor, advisor, sometimes landlord, and sometimes with the role of mom, because their moms were just not present in their life, it can be a lot. Those are the challenges. And so those are some of the boundaries that we've had to kind of set for myself and for those girls as well.
Well, it just is interesting to me that it is part of your family culture and obviously comes out of your Christian faith, because when I was hanging out with in one of those vehicles with your father-in-law, Phil Robertson, going, you know, down to the boats in the swamp there. And he starts just telling me these stories. He says, this guy, he's part of my Adopt a Redneck program, you know, and he's joking around. And then he tells me the backstory. And it's amazing to me because he sees people struggling, and he offers hope and a job and, you know, some rules and stuff. And the more I was hanging out, the more I said, this is just part of what you all do naturally. Your faith leads you to reach out and to help heal lives. Now, the women that you talked to, there are five episodes, and I know that in the first episode, you talk with your husband about life after Duck Dynasty, and I know people listening are curious about that. What are you all doing with your lives after Duck Dynasty? Probably the same thing without cameras, right?
Well, we took a big breath. I'm not going to lie. We had to take a little siesta, basically, and kind of revamp, because it was a lot going on. And we had a son get married the last season. We had a son, as soon as we finished filming, he went to college, and then a daughter entering high school. And so all of this happened within the same amount of time. So we had a new season in our own family, in our own life, not just the cameras pulling out. So we were able to kind of reset, take a breather, which was also a blessing from Duck Dynasty that we could actually have the time to do that and refocus, make sure that our focus was right. And so we're rocking and rolling again. Basically, we have our youngest is a sophomore in high school, cheerleader at a very large public high school here. And, you know, there's challenges with a teenage daughter that we didn't have with our teenage sons. And so it's a whole new world, even for us as parents. But and duck season right now, of course, everything of course. Kind of.
Who can forget
everything
that? No, listen, you're talking
look,
to people.
Until
recently, I was hanging out, I guess I was hanging out with Willie and Corey at some event. And I said to Willie, you know, your dad invited me, you know, to go duck hunting when he was on, because I've had most of you on this program at one point or another. And I was so honored that the great Phil Roberts invited me to go duck hunting. So I said something to Willie, and Willie said, oh, duck hunting? No, that's only, you know, from this date to this date. It's over in January, something. I thought, what? I had no idea. I thought, oh, you can blast birds out of the sky any old time. And then when I was down there recently, I was just astounded to realize that all of those guys are out there every day but Sunday during duck season. I just thought that's kind of an amazing thing. It's about two months.
Yeah, I don't know about every day but Sunday, because Jace left yesterday right after church and went straight to the duck blind. So, yeah, but he sets his alarm for 3:50 every morning, and he's out of here every morning at that time.
He should really get up at 2:50 and have a quiet time. Shame on him, right, guys?
Well, it's a 45-minute drive to the blind, so right. There you go.
I know. You praying tongues half that way, and you're good. Well, honestly, I really was just amazed to be down there to an experience some of it. And I was saying that Al Robertson, most folks know him as the beardless brother, right? Although now he's got a beard too. It's just not as big as the other ones. But he and his wife Lisa had my daughter and me over for dinner, and he started explaining to me how you all kind of live in proximity to each other. And I thought that is just something really beautiful about that families mm-hmm. that actually want to be around each other.
Yes, we did. Well, we moved here to this house a little over 12 years ago. Willie and Corey were building across the street. Her uncle, Corey's aunt and uncle, lived down the road, and Alan and Lisa ended up buying their house just a few years ago. So Jeff and Jessica also lived down the road for us until they moved to Austin a couple of years ago, too. So to have our kids be able to walk out into the street and just choose a family member's house to go to and hang out for a while, or, you know, if kids are driving in and we're not home yet, I know that somebody in the neighborhood has got eyes on them or ears open. So that was a pretty special thing that I didn't have growing up at all. So just to have all of those cousins, all of your best friends growing up around you within earshot of you, I think was a true blessing. I hope that our kids, you know, they may have taken it for granted when they're growing up as just normal, but yeah, That's not normal. And I hope that they realize that the older they get.
No, it's not even close to normal. It's a huge blessing. It's just a wonderful thing to know that y'all are doing that. We're going to be right back, folks. I am talking to Missy Robertson. The TV series is called Restored. You can find it at pureflix.com. We'll be right back.
And I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Don't look down upon me, Jesus. You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she'll vote against calling new witnesses, signaling almost certain acquittal for President Trump at his impeachment trial. Murkowski had been the last remaining Republican who offered Democrats any chance of extending the trial by crossing party lines. The trial, now in recess, is hearing debate on the witness issue. Officers firing shots at an SUV that barreled past a security checkpoint at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort today, leading to a car and helicopter chase. Two people were arrested. The president was not at home at the time. On Wall Street, stocks are sharply lower as a virus outbreak that originated in China continues to widen, increasing investors' worries about the potential global economic fallout. The Dow is down 616 points. The NASDAQ off 149. This is SRN News.
Act Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
You see it on TV every day. Global turmoil. But these international events help keep interest rates low and may even drive them lower. In response, we at Cash Call Mortgage have lowered our interest rates for the new year. And that's great news for homeowners. If you have a current rate above 2.99%, call us to see how much you can save. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing costs. And we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. With our low interest rates and no closing costs if you qualify, there's never been a better time to lock in a low rate before it's gone. For a free quote, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call 800-299-1364. That's 800-299-1364. 800-299-1364.
Hey, folks, Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow.com are so grateful for you. They've got an offer I don't think you can refuse. It's buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. He says the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. So the Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 and use the promo code ERIC or Metaxas for a limited time. Buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 or just go to MyPillow.com, 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 and you've got to use the code ERIC. If you don't use the code ERIC, you don't get the discount. Check it out. Hey, folks, I am talking to Missy Robertson, as in the Duck Dynasty Robertsons. She she's just come out with a TV series called Restored, about restoring lives. You can catch it on PureFlix. Missy, tell us about some of the women who were featured in this. I know the last episode you talked to your mother-in-law, Miss Kay, who has an amazing story. I've had the privilege to hang out with her and eat her cooking. But there are other women, obviously, that are featured in this. Tell us about some of them.
Well, one of the most profound stories I've ever heard really in my life is with Brandy. Brandy's story is horrific, but yet it's just one of many. Just a couple of weeks into the business, I knew that their stories, they had a story, and I wanted to know more specifically. So Brandy said, I'll share with you mine. And she started talking, and immediately I knew there was something special about this. But she, when she was small, 9 years old, basically, her mother and stepfather started selling her body to men at truck stops. And she remembered the price for things. She remembered specific men, and it was to feed one thing, and that was her own mother's addiction to drugs and opioids. And that started a life of prostitution and of her own addictions and incarceration. And so she tells her story basically in an interview with me. I just ask her all of these, and this is in her words that you're able to hear her story, but it doesn't end there. And so she's able to also tell how she found Jesus and how he restored her life.
You know, one of the reasons I love your whole family and why I wanted to have you on is because I know there are a lot of people listening to this program who don't know that it's possible that you could ever be restored. They really don't understand that, you know, God, the God that we worship, he's in the business of miracles, and restoring a life as broken as the one you've just described, it takes nothing less than a miracle of God. Let's face it. You can't just do some therapy and whatever. Some of these wounds need healing supernaturally. And when you share it, any of us who has a daughter, it's unbearable to think that somebody could do this to their child. And yet we know that all around the world this stuff is going on, and it's okay to know what's going on if you realize there is an answer. And that's why it's just so amazing to me that this woman that you're talking about, she found the answer. How did she find the answer?
She found the answer by going to a group called Celebrate Recovery. And that's where she first learned about what Jesus had done for her. She had had a similar situation happen to her while she was in prison. One of the older ladies there had given her a Bible. Really, I can't do this. I cannot do this story justice. It would be so amazing for your viewers to actually hear this from her words out of her own mouth. I cannot really tell you how important it is to hear what this girl has gone through. And I think another key factor in all of this that I was not aware of, and that most people raised like I was is not aware of, is that most of these, say, I've had 51 girls come through Laminin. 50 out of 51 of these women have had toxic mothers. Not bad mothers, not mothers that made mistakes, but toxic mothers. Mothers that put their own children's lives at risk for their next high or for their next insecurity. And that to me is an amazing percentage, and it's not a coincidence. And so that's what I've learned about these women, is that they did not have that loving mother, that caregiver to pour into them and tell them how special and valuable they were. In fact, they were doing the exact opposite. And that's what was happening with Brandy and with Charlie and with all of the girls that I've hired basically through the years. So that's why some of those roles in my life, my roles to them, are a little blurred. And I have to make sure that that I try to keep those separate and not just one big blur. As much as I want to help them, I'm not their mama,
yeah.
But I am their sister in Christ, and I want to encourage them and help give them boundaries that they did not receive growing up.
I mean, it seems obvious that the Lord has sent these women to you. I mean, when you talk about those numbers, it makes no natural sense that that be possible.
It's heartbreaking, really. But for me, when I say raised like me, I mean in a secure home, in a Christian home. Parents that sacrificed financially to send me to a Christian school because they wanted other people, just not just them, to pour into me. At church every Sunday, every Wednesday night, people in our home, there were situations in my life where I thought, this is normal. And that's how I grew up. And now I'm looking at other women's lives saying, what is normal anymore? You know, there's so many times where the percentages of people being raised like me, I look at and think, where are they? Where are the parents now that are putting their children before themselves? So, and their well-being, not just their happiness, but their overall well-being. And so that's what these women right now, because they have found a place like Laminin, and they're not being judged when they walk in the door to a place because realize the ladies sitting on either side of them have the same story.
We're going to go to another break. Folks, I'll be right back with Missy Robertson. Don't go away. Now, Albin, we didn't make New Year's resolutions.
No. Neither.
Did you?
No.
I didn't either.
No.
But you know what? A lot of people did. And one of them, for some people, is to get out of pain. A lot of people deal with chronic pain. I do. Okay. And I would say within a few weeks, almost everybody who is listening, if you're dealing with this, you can get out of pain. Most of you can. Pete and Seth Talbot, that's the father and son owners of Relief Factor, have created the three-week quick start pack of Relief Factor, and they've discounted it to $19.95. So this is a New Year's resolution you can very likely accomplish: getting out of pain, neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, general muscle aches, pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. Honestly, it works for me. That's why I rave about it. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Get the quick start pack, $19.95. You'll know within 3 weeks. Or you can call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. It works.
How would you like to get 1 ounce of pure silver absolutely free? This isn't a joke. It's a real opportunity from Gold Co., the premier name in precious metals. Right now, if you call 855-917-0190, Gold Co. will send you a free 1 ounce silver American Eagle coin, and all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. That's it. No other obligation. This same coin sells for more than $20 online, but you can get one right now for free. Just pay for shipping and handling. Now, there is a limit of one per household, and at this price, who knows how long they'll last. So don't wait. If you want to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle, you need to call 855-917-0190 right now. That's 855-917-0190 to get your free 1 ounce silver American Eagle from Gold Co. 855-917-0190. 855-917-0190.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy.
This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text money to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey there, folks. It's the Erickman Taxes Show. I am talking to Missy Robertson. You may know her from Duck Dynasty. She is now part of a new TV series, a five-part series that's on PureFlix. It's called Restored. It is really moving to hear these stories. Missy, tell us a little bit about some of the other young women that are featured in this series.
Courtney was raised by a mother that told her every day when she came home from school, when you get old enough to take care of yourself, I'm not going to be here anymore. And that struck me when she told me that in the interview. I thought, I'm looking at this lady, this woman, beautiful woman, sitting across from me, telling me that, like she was telling me about the next TV series coming on Netflix. I mean, I thought, this is, for her to say this, it was just with such composure, like it was just another day in her life. And I thought, what a nightmare for to hear this, that a child is coming home thinking, am I old enough today? Is today the day that I'm old enough to take care of myself and my mom's not going to be here anymore? Her mom had many suicidal attempts that she found and had to take care of her. So these women were taking care of their moms when they were just children. They were the caregivers. They were the consolers. They were the ones that had to have compassion, and they had to make sure that their mom had something to eat at night. This is what I'm talking about in terms of addiction, and this is the addictive life and the lifestyle that is passed on generation after generation, because the moms were looking for something to fill them. And so now, because they didn't pour into their own children, these women are looking for the same thing. But if we can give them Jesus, then they've got everything that they need. They have all of the tools. They have the Holy Spirit living inside of them. And it's not because that to say that their battle is over. Their battle is still going on every day, because the evil world wants them back. Satan wants them back and tries every single day. And they have setbacks and challenges, but they have a second chance at Laminin. They know that they can get up every morning and go to a job that supports them, that understands them, and that gives them a second chance.
Tell us, if you would, because I'm really not familiar with Laminin, tell us what the company is and when you started it.
We started it in spring of 2016, and laminin actually is a protein molecule. It's the name of a protein molecule that's inside of our bodies. Louis Giglio kind of made this famous with a speech that he did. But it holds everything in our bodies together. And if you blow it up thousands of times under a microscope, it looks like the cross.
Folks, we're having some Skype difficulty, so I'm going to switch to a phone line. Missy, are you there?
I'm here.
There you are. You were just sharing about laminin, and it is an amazing thing. So you chose to name your company after that, and you produce exactly what?
We produce handmade jewelry.
That's what I thought.
So the women sit at a table, and I mean, actually, the women do everything. So the designer, my designer, her name is Erica. She's been with our company for over two years. She was looking at 20 years incarceration, and she went through a drug program, court-ordered program, and had to get a job and came to Laminin looking for a job and never looked back. I mean, she's driving home on their way home from market right now. So she's selling the product. She designs every single piece. And they're beautiful. They're really, really beautiful. And the quality of them, the beauty of them, I believe speak for themselves. And then when you hear the story behind why they're doing that, to me, it just blows it out of the park.
Tell us, what is the website for Laminin?
It's LamininDesigns.com.
Okay, and Laminin is L-A-M-I-N-I-N, LamininDesigns.com.
Com.
I just want to ask you, a lot of folks that are familiar with your family would just assume, if they don't know the backstory, that you all were always amazing Christians. But I know, having got to hang out with Phil and Miss Kay, and to hear their story, which I know in your final episode you get into that with Miss Kay. But it is amazing, because when I think of Phil Robertson, seems like a wild man now. And when I think of that wild man without Jesus at the center of his life, I don't really want to imagine what he was like. But I know that they went through hell in the early days of their marriage.
Right. Right. I've said many times I don't know that I would have done what Miss Kay did and stuck around like she did. But, boy, I'm glad she did, because what a legacy they have left for all four of their boys, who also, you say we've always been amazing Christians. Not true, or we wouldn't need Jesus, right? So we've all had our problems in our lives, and especially the boys, when you look at the Robertson family, you know, they saw their dad and they saw their mom. And so they all have different memories and different, you know, things that motivated them on whether or not they wanted to go down that path of that Phil did or whether they did not. You know, so Alan, of course, went kind of headed that way. Jay said, I'm not doing that no matter what. And so, you know, just a few years apart, they have their different inspirations. But so many times I look at Phil and Kay and say, all four of your boys, who can say that all four of your children have only been married to the same woman for all of their lives? You know, so that's a lot of commitment that they saw in their own parents' lives and that they can now pass on for further generations yet to come.
Yeah, and not just that, but when I think about what Miss Kay and Phil went through, how the legacy goes so far beyond even their own families. In other words, as a result of that, there are innumerable people being touched, lives being touched around the world. It's just an extraordinary thing. I mean, it seems clearly miraculous to me when you just look at the brokenness and then where we are today.
Yes, but honestly, that's what Jesus does. I mean, he comes to restore. He comes to heal. I mean, he is. He is light. He is life. He is love. And to understand that is sometimes, you know, completely beyond our comprehension. But just to have faith and trust that he knows what's best, that his ways are best, even when we don't feel like that they could be or are, he doesn't understand. He does. He walked this earth. That's why he came. He says, I understand, and I'm telling you, stick it out. It's going to be worth it. And I'm so glad that they did, you know, because we wouldn't have, not just the show, we wouldn't have our family. The show was just part of our family life.
Of course.
It wasn't our family.
Well, we're out of time, but I'm just so grateful to get a little time with you, Missy. Thank you for everything you're doing. Congratulations on Restored. I know a lot of folks listening to this program are going to check it out on PureFlix.
Great.
But give my love to the gang down there. I just look forward to returning ASAP. Thank you so much.
We do. Thank you very much.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply,
absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senator Lisa Murkowski will vote against calling new witnesses, signaling almost certain acquittal for President Trump at his impeachment trial. The Alaska senator had been the last remaining Republican who offered Democrats any chance of extending the trial by crossing party lines. The trial now is hearing debate on the witness issue. Officers firing shots at a vehicle that breached security at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida.
According to the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office, a black SUV being pursued by the Florida Highway Patrol breached security at the main entrance of the resort. Officers fired shots and the vehicle raced off. Police later took two people into custody. The president was not at the resort at the time of the incident.
That's Greg Cluxton reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 613 points. This is SRN News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Folks, that sounds like the Eagles, but it's not. Who is that?
It's not.
That's
the Doobies.
The Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
And they're doing an Eagles song? What did I miss? No, that's the Doobies.
That is the Doobies.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
We have never played that one before.
The Dubinators.
I couldn't even believe it. Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, today is Friday.
Friday.
We just talked to Missy Robertson.
Yes.
What an amazing company, corporation she has helping these women. I have to say, God bless the whole Robertson family. I love those folks.
Yeah.
I visit them anytime I get an opportunity, anytime they let me. They like their privacy, but man, I just love those folks, and I want to go duck hunting with them again.
Yeah.
All right. We want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. We are closing down. The portcullis is coming down, mm-hmm. down. You will, this is it. Today's the day.
Yeah, it is.
You are going to give something to CSI. I say this prophetically with my third kingdom, with my third heaven authority. You will give to CSI. I declare it. And honestly, CSI is such a great organization. I hope you really will, because they are doing God's work. They're freeing slaves in the Sudan. We've given you the details. Some of them are too horrific for me to want to remember. But the fact is that everybody can participate. They don't say you have to give $250 to free a slave. You give whatever you can.
Right.
You can even give monthly. If you want to give $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever you can give, whatever you give, we will enter you in a drawing to win a huge box of signed books, autographed books by mm-hmm. me and Albin and William Faulkner and Geoffrey Chaucer, mm-hmm. anybody who's alive.
We got an original Old Man in the Sea, I think.
Into this studio.
Yeah. Well,
Old Man Hemingway.
Yeah, Old Man Hemingway.
Okay, maybe not him. Maybe
Pops
not Chaucer,
Hemingway.
Maybe not Pops. Shakespeare, but I want to tell you,
maybe not.
I will sign my books, and it's as many books as I can find. We put them in a box,
yeah,
whatever. You can win that.
Dig them up.
Alvin is going to sign all six copies
of Hamster
of
Homes.
His Hamster Homes series. Not just five or four like most people would do, but every one of those six volumes.
That's right.
And Alvin, that's your promise to me and to our viewers.
That's it.
And if you don't do it, it's between you and your God.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you will. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to sign all these books, and we're going to send them to random people. We don't know who you are, but any amount you give, you get thrown in the barrel, and we're going to pull out a name.
Mm-hmm.
There's five grand prizes. So three people get a ton of signed books. The other two get to come into the studio and visit us and hang with us. Or actually, it's probably the other way around, right? We have two people get the books.
Yeah.
And three people get chosen to come into the studio.
Yeah, they get a few books, and then they get to come
in. You still get some books if you come visit the studio, but you got to carry them yourself. We won't mail them. But I want to tell you this.
Yes.
If you win a visit to the studio, typically you have to give $500 to get a visit to the studio. But if you win it, or you pay for it with $500, freeing two slaves, and you get all kinds of other stuff. But when we say you can come to the studio, that's not just you. It's not $500 a person. It's $500 a family, $500 a class, whatever it is, whoever you want to drag in here. And by the way, if you don't get to New York, these tickets are transferable.
You can say,
you know what? I don't feel like going to New York. I hate New York. The place is dirty. It's filthy. It's crime-riddled. A pox on New York. But I have a nephew who lives in New York.
Maybe
he wants to visit Eric.
And the studio is beautiful.
Studio is gorgeous.
It's clean.
And basically, you know, you can say to somebody, hey, I won this thing. And you know what? I'm a generous person. I'm going to let you visit the studio, you and your crew. We're not going to put a limit on it, folks. We have food here for multiple persons. So we just want to say that you have to go. This is it. This is the end, folks. Please do not miss it. Please, folks. This is the end. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner. God bless you as you give.